Hey, Love Tribe.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for joining us. We are so grateful to have you here for today's show.
Guess what it's about?
Well, if you read the topic title, you'll know.
Yes, gratitude.
Yes, and that's why we're so grateful. And joking, but also serious.
Yeah, we are actually really serious.
It's a really great tool to help improve your life and all of your relationships. And today we welcome Najma Khorrami. And Najma is a global and public health professional. She's the founder of Gratitude Circle, a social media app and tech startup dedicated to gratitude and positivity. And she is also a writer for Psychology Today and has a blog, Comfort of Gratitude and Healthy Mothers, Healthy Families, and a Healthier World. And we really loved talking to Najma today about all things gratitude, what it is and how we can cultivate it personally and in our relationships.
And I think, as Chase mentioned, it's super important to be proactive, even if you feel like you are grateful most of the time with your partner. It's still a good tool to practice on a daily basis so that you stay in a good place.
Yeah, and Najma describes it as medicine. I think I use the word magic wand because our five-year-old daughter has a magic wand, and maybe that was in my head. But yeah, it's a really great tool, and we loved having Najma on, and we love you guys and appreciate you, and we really are grateful for you guys tuning in, telling your friends and family about the podcast, leaving us those five-star reviews. That really helps us continue to grow and to continue to be able to offer the podcast for free and pay for Sarah's production studio and all of the audio. She's our audio master.
The tech master. I try.
Yeah. And the babysitter for handling Stella while we're recording. So she's not interrupting as much. But anyways, I could go on, but we are grateful for you and enjoy today's show.
Before we jump into today's interview, we want to tell you about our online course, Spark My Relationship. Do you guys want to create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner in less than 90 days?
Yes, sign me up.
Then you guys need to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. It is an online course, like I mentioned, that we created with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you guys the strategies marriage therapists teach their clients.
We talk about it on the show. Relationships take work. Sometimes they function pretty easily and you coast along, but we've found the reality is you have to do work sometimes and to make them better, to change them so that they're more satisfying for both partners.
And you've made it here. You've made it to listening to our show. So you guys probably already know that a little bit. But what you might not know are the specific tools and exercises that you need to create those lasting and positive improvements in your relationship. And like Chase said, change does not happen on its own. It takes hard work. And that's why we created the course.
Spark My Relationship is designed to infuse your life and relationship with fresh passion, skills, and wisdom. And it's a self-paced journey that's perfect for turning up the heat, having some fun together, and revolutionizing your intimacy and communication.
And just some tools and strategies that the course includes is to how to eliminate unhelpful old habits, develop mindful awareness to help improve your stress management, learn healthy and successful communication tools, create a deeper and more intimate bond, and strengthen your couple microculture, which you will find out what that is. In the future together. So for our listeners only, we're offering a special of $100 off the course. Visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to unlock your discount. And there is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there really is no reason to not give it a try. So go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock for $100 off. Hi, Najma, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for reaching out and having me on.
Today, we're going to talk about gratitude and how gratitude can help us strengthen our intimate relationships, but pretty much all of our relationships, friends and family as well. So let's jump in and maybe have you describe how you think of gratitude, and then we can dive into how we can use it to improve our relationships.
Sure, absolutely. So it's been a while that I've been covering, I guess, gratitude as a beat kind of writing-wise, but definitely writing-wise, but then also as a research subject, kind of just a fascination for myself. So gratitude, I would say, in relationships is a very vital ingredient. It does a lot of things. And by gratitude, I mean, you know, expressing appreciation for the other's character, qualities, actions, how they treat you. A lot of different things can actually be appreciated. But gratitude, I think, in relationships goes specifically to points about like showing you care about the other person, acknowledging a good deed that they did, reciprocating kindness, celebrating the positive, and just celebrating what makes us feel happy and satisfied with that other person. So those are the basics, I would say, and I have a lot more that I could talk about, but that's just the beginning.
Great. And we do want to dive into all things gratitude. So I know you mentioned a couple times just focusing on positivity, expressing appreciation. I think on the show and when we're talking about improving relationships, oftentimes there's like a negative slant, I guess, like how to improve conflict discussions or how to improve your communication. And it's with the assumption or not, maybe not the assumption, but the idea that things are bad and so we need to fix them. And to me, gratitude is like things are good and we need to highlight them. Or maybe some things are bad, some things are good, but let's highlight the good things. Is that making any sense? And how do you think about it just in the context of improving a relationship with all of the other things that we're always talking about on the show, communication, et cetera?
Yeah, sure. So I think communication is a vital component of every relationship. Some of our relationships, like you mentioned, are closer spouses or, you know, partners. I think you want to highlight the positive, as you said. But also, I think it's important, you know, from time to time to just, you know, in action and in word. Like, for example, say thank you for cooking dinner, or thank you for taking out the trash, or maybe even leaving like a handwritten thank you note for that person. These are very subtle things that can really help a relationship, I think. And in terms of our overall satisfaction, if we have our relationships covered, if you have all your bases covered, so to speak, then you become a more happy and satisfied person. So just to elaborate on that, there was a 75-year Harvard study done on adult development. And that actually showed that our relationships are the biggest predictor of health and happiness. So there's a lot of research that's being done, but if you add gratitude into the mix with your relationships, you know, with all types of relationships, you can really harness that satisfaction and joy in life. I think a lot of people are searching for, but don't actually find that quickly.
And it just seems like the underlying thing is focusing on the positive things and being thankful for those. And certainly like individually, that's going to make us feel better. But then in a relationship, it's going to make your partner feel better as well. If you're expressing, hey, thanks for taking out the trash. So it's like a win-win. You're going to make yourself feel better and you're going to make your partner mm-hmm. feel better.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. I think so. That actually touches on another topic that I've written about for my Psychology Today blog, which is about how we make others feel. So you said it's a win-win, and I definitely agree. And a lot of it comes back to kind of being like emotionally aware. And I guess the subject of mindfulness also gets involved here too. But what's really important is to, if you're aware of how your other, if your spouse or your partner, how they're feeling, then in turn, you can make them feel a number of ways, which I describe in one of my articles, one being valued and appreciated, another being just feeling good, like inherently good, and then third, feeling encouraged and believed in. So in I guess, the realm of gratitude, if you're able to make other people feel these qualities, then you can generate more appreciation in your relationships, I would say. And I can elaborate on that further, but I just wanted to highlight that point as well.
Can you?
Yeah, of course. So with just two of them, like if you're feeling that, or if you show your partner that they're valued and appreciated, then you can, like by shifting our attention to the words and actions in our relationships or in the relationship, then what you could do, for example, is acknowledge the, like your partner's milestones. Like, let's say they reached like 30 years old or 40 or 50 or whatever, then, you know, you could, I mean, those are big numbers, but you could show like you care about them by giving a gift or going out to dinner or other things. And then, so acknowledging others' milestones is one. And then acknowledging their achievements or character. And I think if that comes from a genuine place, that's definitely very good. That's always really appreciated from the other end as well. And then in terms of being encouraged and believed in, I think that's also very significant. I don't think we place enough value on how much we support the other in a relationship. But I think, you know, in all types of relationships, if you're being supportive and specifically encouraging for good things and believing in the other person, that's super significant. And it's, I actually equate it, believe it or not, to it's like giving someone a winning lottery ticket. So you're telling them by encouraging and believing them that in effect, they can do anything with hard work, practice, and patience. So I think that's very rewarding for both people.
I love all these suggestions, and it really is so true of how much support just saying those simple things to your partner and how much benefits it can bring back. I guess where I'm have a question of is a lot of our listeners are listening to the podcast because they are maybe in a bad place with their partner. And they're trying to improve it. And I imagine when you're not in a good place with your partner, it's a lot harder to come up with these positive reinforcements or really feel that gratitude with your partner, because maybe you're in a place where you've kind of forgotten about all those amazing things and the reasons that you fell in love with your partner. So do you have any good feedback for them or ways to initiate kind of a way to bring back that spark and maybe remember why you fell in love with your partner and what you really do find, you know, what you're grateful for your partner?
I think that's a great question. I know people who are, you know, involved in relationships and have, like you said, a really rough patch that they're going through. One of the articles that I have written discusses empathy and gratitude. So I wanted to highlight the empathy side of things and maybe connected to your point, which highlights, you know, getting through rough time and getting to the greener side or the better pastures, so to speak.
Yeah.
So empathy, I think, in a relationship can be pretty vital in terms of understanding one another. And so if you have empathy for, let's say, what circumstances your partner's in, or maybe they're going through a really tough time and you want to show them that you care. I think empathy can really help you do that. And how that relates to gratitude is, it's a little neuroscientific, but it actually is kind of interesting. I think one of my articles from, or research in one of my articles, it highlights a 2018, I think it was a study that shows that a part of the brain called the medial prefrontal cortex plays a clear role in emotional empathy and associated positive emotions. So other emotions being pride, joy, happiness, motivation, and wonder. And then a second article from 2019, which I've also shown in research in my blog for Psychology Today, it shows how this medial prefrontal cortex is also heavily influenced by gratefulness. So I think there's a connection between empathy and gratitude in the brain, which is still being elucidated in research and highlighted, I guess, in order to be like fully scientifically explained. But I think if you're going through a rough time, if you could try to channel in that empathy side, I think it could really, it could do good for your own happiness. But then in terms of extracting gratefulness potentially and mindfulness, but then also helping your partner by showing them that you care and understand them.
Do you have a theory as to why those might be connected in the brain?
I don't have a specific theory. I have a background in public health, so I just can read the research, so to speak, and understand it probably a little better than the average person. But from those two studies, it just seems like there's an overlap in the brain processes or the actual physical location in the brain of where empathy and gratitude are actually activated, I would say, that MPFC or medial prefrontal cortex. And I think it's interesting because if empathy and gratitude stem from the same place in our brains, then perhaps this indicates the value of these positive actions, quote unquote. So it can definitely help us learn a lot more about ourselves and how we can be better people overall.
I find feeling gratitude just towards like myself personally and in a situation I'm in is very helpful, and especially during these times when the last year sure. has been so uncertain and difficult, and then still now, and a lot of people are dealing with obviously the pandemic as well, and that, yeah, things can be a bit down, you know, and you're feeling down. And in particular, you know, Sarah and I live in Costa Rica and our main businesses require tourism. And so it's very directly affected by travel restrictions and these things. And I've noticed recently I've been a bit frustrated with, yeah, the fact that it's a year and we're still kind of in a, feels like a worse situation than ever. But then when I go, okay, I'm healthy, my family's healthy, we have food on the table, expressing gratitude in that sense and focusing on those things, it really alleviates the negative emotions around everything else. And I've felt that before, but it's like a magic wand that if you can do that and really focus on what you're grateful for, it can really alleviate the negativity. And so you bring that personally, but then in a relationship as well, if you're having the same argument over and over, like maybe rather than focusing on that argument, what are you thankful for around the relationship? Everything else, I think is a really valuable tool.
Before we continue on, we want to tell you about today's sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Chase and I do it regularly on this podcast, and it really helps us a lot to be able to discuss our issues and help find solutions with the therapists. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside, and therapy definitely helps. But what is therapy exactly? Well, it's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship, or you're super happy, but you want to be proactive in your relationship and learn some tools you might need in the future. Or maybe you just feel overwhelmed with life and need someone to talk to. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better today because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I Do Podcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/I Do. That's betterhelp.com/I Do. Today's episode is also brought to you by MetPro. Do you want to improve your health, but you're just not quite sure where to start? With thousands of health strategies available to us, identifying which one works for you and your body is difficult. But according to MetPro, the key to seeing results is to master your metabolism. At MetPro, your metabolism isn't some mystery. It's a data point. Armed with hard science, MetPro is your health concierge, delivering one-on-one coaching and personalized nutrition and fitness regimens. It's not just about weight loss. MetPro's coaches provide busy professionals, athletes, weekend warriors, and everyone in between with the support and education they need to live a healthier life. MetPro's team of experts has worked with the most recognizable names in sports, entertainment, and business. They've helped thousands of individuals transform their bodies by hacking their metabolism. Recently, they launched a new tool that allows you to experience the same science and tailored strategies that their experts use. This isn't just a food logging tool or a workout app. The MetPro app allows you to start tracking, analyzing, and learning what your metabolism responds to best. If you're looking for a high-touch experience working with a metabolic expert, or if you want access to the tools their industry-leading coaches use, visit metpro.co/I Do to take their assessment and speak to their team and learn which options are best for you. Listeners will also get up to 1 month free when they sign up. Head to metpro.co/I Do to take advantage of this opportunity today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Best Fens. Life throws annoying challenges that trigger and test us all the time. I constantly joke on the show about how annoying it is when Chase eats all of my milk chocolate before even touching the dark chocolate he asked me to buy for him. Or when you're trying to watch a movie on Netflix and it stops to load every 2 seconds. Or you just catch every red light on your way home. Whatever it is that makes you feel triggered or tense, you may be looking for a fun way to help you unwind and blow off steam. And that is why I recommend downloading Best Fens. Best Fens is the top rated and possibly the best mobile puzzle adventure game there is. Best Fens gives you hours of fun, casual gameplay that never gets old, with thousands of levels plus new content and events added all the time. In the past, when I needed a minute to chill or unwind, I would jump on social media, but I'm recently trying to spend less time mindlessly scrolling on social media apps, so I found that Best Fens allows me to unwind while actually having a lot of fun. I really like how the game is challenging, but not hard, and so I just keep playing. I actually find it really hard to put it down, and I'm constantly telling myself, just one more level. So download Best Fens today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fens.
Definitely, I agree with you. You use the word tool, and I think it's one of the most underutilized tools, which people may hear about and think is fluffy, but it's completely the opposite. It's like medicine, essentially. You use the word magic wand. I think it's essentially like it's like medicine, but it kind of reminds me of Mary Poppins and Spoonful of Sugar song. But it is all of that. And gratitude opens the door to all things positive, whether it be motivation, happiness, wonder, A lot of people don't recognize this, but I think wonder is a big emotion that you can get from appreciation. And especially during these uncertain times with a lot of difficulty, I think people are they can be in a dark place. I know people who have, felt very lonely. And, you know, I feel fortunate that I haven't been in that position because, you know, I have a family and I have people that I see every day. But I think a lot of people have felt lonely, and that's just one of the things. I mean, there's financial strain that can put a burden on relationships. There's so many things that have been consequential to the pandemic. And I think that gratitude is one of those things that within my community, at least that I've generated and found, you know, people who connect on the topic, let's say on LinkedIn or in my app, Gratitude Circle, or on, you know, Instagram or wherever you name it, people are like thirsty for something positive. And I think gratitude is one of those things, like, if not the best thing for people. And you also mentioned that, like, when you feel gratitude, it kind of alleviates the negative. And I definitely agree with that. And I think it's because when you feel gratitude, it is essentially, and I write about this too, it's a gateway to all positive emotions. So other positive emotions automatically get reinforced in your mind. And it's one of those things that you can't go wrong with, essentially.
It's probably has something to do with the positivity. And maybe you can explain a little bit more on this and it releasing certain hormones or serotonin, and that creates like that positive loop within you.
Yeah. So there is a lot of scientific basis behind it, and I've written about it too, but I can't like summarize all the details because it's so complicated, yeah. But I just know for a fact that there are neurotransmitters released. And I think one of them is serotonin. But there's like so many different neurotransmitters in the brain. I'd have to look it up in one of my articles for you, to be honest, but it definitely like it impacts the brain in a physical way. And that's shown by like dozens, if not hundreds of research articles that, talk about it at length. So, yeah. And as I mentioned, there are areas in the brain like the medial prefrontal cortex and many others that are heavily influenced by gratitude. And researchers are continuing to find new things, which I think is very important in the field of the research for gratitude, that I think there's going to be a lot of things opened in this area that people will really start to gravitate towards and learn more about.
What are some ways that people can cultivate gratitude?
That's a great question, Chase. So I think you have to start small. It's not like you wake up one day and, you know, you start writing things that you're grateful for, and then automatically like your brain feels 10 times happier. It's not like that. It's like, you know, you start one day, maybe you notice that you have a spoon, for example, to eat your food with, versus, you know, a lot of people in developing countries that eat food with their hands, which they like in developing countries. So there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe you're appreciative for that spoon. So let's say you appreciate that and you take note of it. And then let's say the next thing that comes to your mind, just things like observations, I would say are the best to start with. And another example would be like a sunny day, you know, you notice that. And then when you start small, it starts to invite kind of other things that you're grateful for. And this is not just me talking about it. I know for a fact by anecdotes and just sharing stories with other people that this is how kind of the domino effect of gratitude, you know, starts to change your mind, essentially, like rewire your brain in a way. So you start with small observational things, I would say. Maybe write them down. You could use an app like Gratitude Circle, or you could write in a diary, or just in a notebook for gratitude. They have dozens of those online. You could buy a gratitude journal. And then you start with observations, and then you just kind of explain maybe how that makes you feel. Talk about it in about like 3 to 4 sentences, maybe, if not more. And then like just kind of sit there and you kind of relish how that makes you feel for a few seconds, if not more. And then you continue to do that maybe 3-4 times a week and then see what happens, essentially, and see how good it feels for you to express that appreciation.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. And I'm just thinking about you using the word medicine and, yeah, just really encouraging our listeners to try this. It doesn't take much. Writing it down, certainly valuable. I know I mentioned my frustration with COVID in my business. And the other day I was getting frustrated because I was dealing with some clients and yeah, just things out of my control really with the pandemic. And then I started thinking about how I've had extra time because I'm not working my surf camps as much to spend with my daughter. And being thankful for that and focusing on that. And almost immediately, my frustration with the client situation went away. And it was like a magic wand, medicine of gratitude. So it, really starting small, and this is motivation for me now to make it more of a daily practice. So to maybe prevent getting that frustration level high when I'm dealing with the clients, and then, you know, or right. any kind of frustration, that it's almost preemptive that I'm thinking what I'm thankful for before the negative feelings are even kind of taking over, if that makes sense.
It definitely does. And I kind of, while you were saying that, it made me think of a buffer, you know, like medicine is kind of like a buffer. You know, if you have diabetes, you take insulin injections and you control your, you know, bloodstream sugar levels, with gratitude, you're essentially, you know, giving your mind like feel good chemicals that are like a buffer so that you don't have the negative neurotransmitters or, you know, the negative chemistry in your brain start to, you know, ensue on their own domino effect. So you prevent it by creating this shield, essentially, I think. And people don't understand that when they're stressed out, like with the pandemic or anything, relationships can get very stressful. Any kind of relationship, but specifically, you know, your spouse or something, I'm sure it could get very stressful. And so this buffer, if you create it in your daily practice, it's like, you know, being preemptive, like you said, which is a good word. And then also just being proactive and minimizing the effect of the stress, which you can't control. You know, that's not in your hand. You can't control the stress that comes from outside, the news, so forth. So you, in order to be proactive, which is something I'm very big on, I think that buffer of gratitude can definitely solve a lot of things.
I would love to get your thoughts on when you're showing gratitude to your partner, the benefits of maybe tailoring that gratitude toward your partner's specific love language, in a sense. So if someone's love language is words of affirmation, I mean, that's a little bit easier. I guess you could tell them everything you mentioned earlier about why you value and believe in them. But what if somebody's love language is more touch? Like, how could you tailor that gratitude so that it really benefits the partner the most?
So, I mean, I'm not a marriage or dating expert. I mean, that's just not my expertise. But I think if you're honest, and I think every relationship stems back to trust and communication. And you said some people communicate better with different languages using your words. So I think if you're honest and open, I think that definitely can help with that. And if you're expressive in your gratitude in your own genuine way, specifically, I've read this too, that if you're specific in what you're grateful for, like, you know, I appreciate Your kind words, for example, this morning when we were having breakfast, you really encouraged me, or something else. I can't think of everything, mm-hmm. but if you're honest about something specific, I think that can have more of a, you know, like a return kind of on investment, like a better reward for that relationship. So, I mean, again, I'm no marriage or dating expert, but that's kind of my two cents on that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I think maybe that's a little exercise our listeners can take away from today's podcast, is if they are looking there, you know, we have tons of resources on our website that talk about the love languages. It's a really good resource. So maybe they could go there for and think about more ideas on ways to be grateful for their partner.
Well, Najma, this has been very valuable. Definitely a Kickstarter for me to want to create that buffer and express more gratitude on a daily basis. And it sounds like your app would be a good place mm-hmm. to check out as well. So before we wrap up, are there any things you want to emphasize or maybe we skipped over? And then please share with us where our listeners can find you online and information about your app. And then we'll say goodbye.
Just a couple things. Not like these are, you know, super salient, but I think if someone wanted to kind of go back and revisit some of the things that I was mentioning during the conversation, one was empathy. And if anyone's looking to volunteer at this time, I know I had, in this difficult time, I had volunteered for a crisis text line back in March of last year. So if anyone wants to volunteer for crisis text line as a counselor, it's easy to apply and you could try to train there. And be a vital resource for millions in the U.S. and they're actually international too. And I volunteered for about 9 months with them, so I found it super rewarding. It's a great way to channel your empathy and be grateful for what you have if you're able to give back like that. I know everyone's not in a position to do that, but if they wanted to. And then the other thing that just wanted to highlight was. I'll be coming out with a gratitude and more, at least that's the title in progress for a book that I'll come out with hopefully later this year. And if people wanted to read that, they could visit the Gratitude Circle website, which is www.gratcircle.com, where they could eventually see the book for sale, hopefully later this year, like I said. And then I also, for parents, I'm working on a children's book that's talking about self-care in a way that children can understand. So I hope that would be rewarding if parents want to check out that later this year as well. And then finally, you mentioned the app. Yes, Gratitude Circle is an app where it's meant to be an empowerment tool for any user, and it's worldwide. So it's in the Apple and Google Play stores. And it's a tool, like we mentioned in the conversation, to help you really, remind you as a habit to share what you're grateful for. And what I like to do there is, at least 2 or 3 days a week, generate a list of 3 things that I'm grateful for and share it with an image with other people. And so we're coming out with some updates for the app in February so people can sign up hopefully in February so they could get the most out of it or now if they wanted to and check it out. It's definitely functional. So they could check it out there. It's in the Apple and Google Play stores. So that's it. I think that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And our listeners can find all those resources that you just mentioned in the show notes and in the podcast description. And yeah, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for reaching out again and having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, guys. As always, the links will be in the podcast description as well as on the show notes on our website at idopodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we hope you guys check out our free 14-day happy couple challenge. It's a challenge where we send you a daily email for 14 days with easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And it's honestly just a whole lot of fun to do with your partner. It's something new, and we think you guys will really enjoy it. So check it out. And while you're on the website, there are tons of free resources, as well as more information about our online course, Spark My Relationship, where our listeners can get $100 off. So check that out. You can go directly to the course website at sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. And that's where you can get the $100 off. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.